Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, can you connect me to Ella James, please?
Jane Foster?
Ella James.
Ella James, yeah, for sure. She is currently unavailable, but let me just quickly ask her to call you back. May I know your name, please?
It's Stephanie Boudreaux.
It's Stephanie.
Is her manager available or a manager available?
The project manager on this project is Ella, and another senior strategist on this project is Raphael. So,
Was like the manager of the company available? Basically, I've been working with. Huh.
Okay. Give me a quick moment. Let me just quickly check on the Raphael. Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm speaking with Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you? I was just trying to call
I'm
you.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, I have some issues basically since day one, since I've started. But she sent me the final draft, and I think because of the way they had to edit it through the PDF, it looks pretty distorted a little bit, like kind of fuzzy. But I just have not been happy with the process. We've had multiple issues. I think I know a lot of it is also because of the files I provided with my previous publisher, like, didn't work
mm-hmm.
out. But basically I was, like, overcharged, and then they were wanting money to edit it. But now it's fuzzy, and it's just not going to look good. And it's not – I still don't understand why I paid up front for 500 copies versus – paying like a fee to get it published, getting the hard copy, and then being able to order 500 copies. But basically I'm out $4,000 and
mm-hmm.
a book that's like less quality, honestly, than
mm-hmm.
it was before, because now it's fuzzy. So I want a full refund, and I don't want to continue the process because it has not been easy
uh-huh.
since day one. And then now Ella said that an ebook version was never a part of my plan, but the very first person I talked to in the chat said that was could be included. Then I was overdrafted for the cover fee, but then instead of refunding me, they just said, okay, well, we'll go ahead and do your full edits
mm-hmm.
for that price. So no one ever refunded me from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a little weird, but then I was like, okay, well, I just want to make this work. And then I thought they were being generous by doing that for the book edit, but now that the book is edited, now it's fuzzy. So it's not going to work. I mean, that's just, it looks worse than the original version that I had published, and the whole reason I was getting it republished with a new company is because their actual print quality
mm-hmm.
was a little bad, but now if I publish, even if I get the hard copy, now it's fuzzier than it was, and that to me, isn't going to look good. So I would like my $4,000 back. That's a ton of money to invest and have faith that this is all going to work out.
I understand. I'm seeing what you're going through. So I apologize for that, first of all. But secondly, if you don't mind, may I ask a few questions?
Yes.
Okay. So when you get on board with us for the 500 printed copies order, okay, we saw that your book has, like, it's a children's book, okay, and every page of that book was, like, not properly formatted. Every picture has a different size, okay? So the first process that initiates is when someone comes onto the board is first we fix the manuscript, okay? When we were fixing that manuscript, we made it everything align in a uniform manner, okay? And then your concerned project manager, Ella, has shared the files with you. So let me know, in that final file, what revisions are you looking for? Because, you know, when we get a clear idea from your side, like, particularly, like, for instance, we talk about, like, Stephanie, like, I'm talking about being a normal person, I would say, okay, page number 6 is not good. Here, the edits are not good. Okay. Page number 7
I mean, it's
to
the
go.
Whole
it
quality
good.
Because the way that they had to edit it was through a PDF. And so, and they did ask me for the original files, but
Yeah.
I don't have those. I only have it through a PDF, and I get what you're saying about the formatting, and I could understand how that would have looked better maybe in my original book, but now that you guys have done the formatting, but because of the edit through the PDF, it's just basically fuzzier, and the cover doesn't even match the cover I submitted. It has, like, italic writing, but...
Go
but
ahead.
Basically, honestly, I've been trying to get a refund ever since we've had the issue of the very first mistake because it has not been communicated well. She told me it was going to go to publishing and then came back and was like, actually, everything's wrong. And then they asked me for $1,800 more, and I said, I cannot do that. And for me, it's just like I don't feel comfortable giving a company $4,000 without seeing the product first. I would have rather paid $1,000 to get it formatted and all that, or whatever it was to make it work, and then ordered 500 copies for you guys. Because at this point, it's like nothing has been, I've literally asked for a refund at three different times, and then I keep getting, okay, well, we'll make it work, and we can do this, and we can do that. And now I see the final copy, and it's a little fuzzy because of the probably not having the original document versus the PDF, but there's no point in me getting it printed if it's going to be, the quality is going to be fuzzy, and I don't see how there's a way to edit that at this point now.
I want from you is that the final copy is good to go with the editing and formatting, but the basic issue which you are highlighting is that the cover is not matching the formatting file along with that's being fuzzy. That's what your concern is, right?
Right, yeah, because if they had to edit it from a PDF, it must have caused, because my sister tried to do the same thing, because I wasn't able to pay the $1,800, and then when my sister did it, she was like, it is going to be a little fuzzy because you're editing it from a PDF, but because I don't have the files in a, like, Word format, I guess, because the editor did not give me those files, and he still has not. But basically,
question.
Like, if I would have been refunded over a month ago, like, you guys wouldn't have had to have edited the book, because I asked for a refund as soon as they asked me for more money and overcharged me, and I didn't get that money back. To me, it's just a big red flag, and I was to the point of disputing this on my credit card because I gave you guys $4,000 without having any visible product or knowledge, or you know what I mean, like I'm just trusting that everything's gonna go well, and then it's been a nightmare since day one because it literally just nothing it's just basically not working with your format, and so like I asked for my money back over a month ago, and then Ella was like, no, okay, we can make all this work, and then now the final quality is fuzzy, and it's just not working.
I need to understand one more thing. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Okay, so have you tried this before that this whole manuscript was given to some another publishing company which is not provided you with a Word document file?
Yeah, they just needed the PDF.
Is your book published, by the way?
It is published, yeah.
Okay, may I get to know?
I didn't like through Ingram Spark, I didn't like was the quality of the actual book cover. And sometimes they were sending them out on Amazon, or I guess that was more maybe Amazon, but there was like pages with sticking and the cover.
Your complete book name, which is available on the Ingram Spark. May I get to know the complete book name? I'm looking for that now.
It's Wildwood. Well, I took it off that publishing platform because I was going to get it published through you guys. So right now you cannot physically buy a copy of my book.
I see that. Now I understand what the issue is right here. Okay. If you don't mind, may I explain you one thing, first of all. With the PDF file, it's good to go, okay? I understand that there comes problems, okay? But if I guide you in a better and a best way around is that, Stephanie, what I would suggest to you is that if you're facing any issues regarding that fuzziness and everything, I will get in contact with my formatter personally, I'm looking to this at how we can try the best to
convert. I just want
this.
A refund. I don't want to do this anymore. Third time I'm asking for a refund, and it's not refunded, I'm going to have to, like, dispute it because I'm just – it's been just crazy from the beginning of it. Why is it working with one company?
Look. You need to understand one thing, Stephanie. You're such a kind-hearted and good person. I know you're, like, smart enough, but I would like to explain you the process, first of all. Look, you came to us. Everything was messed up, okay? We fixed first things. Like, we first fixed all of your pictures into one uniform thing, okay? Then we move ahead to the formatting. You also know this thing. You also already told me your sister tried as well, and it did not work. But still, we tried, okay? And still we deliver you the final files, okay? And still, we are giving you those options every time again and again. If there are revisions to be made, you are not being charged for that. You are free, like, time of, like, unlimited revisions. So we are taking care of your unlimited revisions every time, okay? The first thing what I would like to ask you is, like, I asked you about the publishing, okay? So if you go ahead with the publishing thing, it's what you told me, that you have taken off your book from the publishing, and the publishing company you were in contact with, whom you have given the contract to, has not provided you with the word files, okay? So first thing is that with the book, which you paid for, is, like, I would look into this with my formatter personally and get to know what the best can be done with this, okay? Because, you know, when sometimes it happens, like, the formatted files on a computers and a laptops feels like being fuzzy. But when a one single printed copy is delivered to you, that is why if you had a chat with the project manager, so she must have told you that first, after your approval, we will deliver you the first copy. So that first copy is delivered to you at first is because so that when you get the first printed copy, so you get to see everything is good to go, the format, the, like, you know, the paper, the cover, it's with the colors, it's not, the paper quality, the, you know, how the words are being braced onto the paper and everything. So that's a sample we share to you on the first time so that you get to see that everything is good to go and approved by you, okay? So that fuzziness issue which you are facing, you check that when you get that first printed copy. If still that's an issue, we fix that. And if it is good to go, then we send you another remaining 499 copies.
Like,
yeah. Look,
I see that it's already fuzzy.
No, it's fuzzy. I understand. Like, but I'm explaining you the process. Look, sometimes what happens is, I'll look into this personally. I'm guaranteeing you this. But still, what I'm asking and telling you is about sometimes what we see in our computers and laptops, it becomes fuzzy. Because, you know, this is also a human-made thing, okay? A computer, it can also have it. But with the printed copy here, it makes us clarify and guarantees, okay, this issue is also coming in printing. So then we are ready for that. We know, okay, this is a particular issue which is also coming in printing as well. What if the printing goes well? It's not fuzzy at that point. And we are doing changes. You are, like, dissatisfied. We are doing changes, and things are messing up. Why don't we go ahead? I will look into this with my complete formatter and go ahead and check the best I can do with that. And moreover, secondly, if I talk to you about publishing, why haven't you published your book again?
Because I had to change my whole last name and everything. Like, I got a divorce, and so I had to get – my whole book was basically fine, and then I had to update it. And then the quality of the books were just getting sent back from Amazon because when you would do a print on demand, then it was, like, getting sticky and stuff. And then I had to pay for people to get returns. And I had all of that has come out. This is basically – this project has drained me financially, and so, like, it doesn't feel good to give someone $4,000 and then not have anything – like, I just don't even understand your process of why I had to pay for 500 copies up front when I don't have – I just should have been able to pay something to get the one copy and then have the option to order because I'm
If you would have gone
that
for a single copy, you also know that you won't have received an economies of scale because with more printing copies, you get the economies of scale and the book single book price reduced. If you would have only would have ordered a single copy, it would have cost you more. But in that particular $4,000, you're getting 500 copies, including the editing, the formatting, and we got an extra mile there and fixed all of your photographs which are not aligned. Because as per the international standard publishing
standards, but it doesn't matter that it's all
it
fixed.
Look,
if the quality comes out
Look, understand
but if the
one
quality
thing
comes out fuzzy. So, like, if I get the
I
first
know.
Printed copy,
mm-hmm.
I know, but I also, like, I literally don't understand, like, when that's for a refund, and then you guys start arguing back with me, because I wouldn't have continued with the formatting, but no one would say yes to my refund. She just kept saying,
look,
oh, we'll make it work, we'll make it work.
No,
when I asked for a refund in the beginning, I wouldn't have paid, I wouldn't have had you guys formatted, I wouldn't have had you do extra work, because
mm-hmm.
I asked for a refund
mm-hmm.
as soon as something went wrong, because
yeah.
I was like, this just does not feel good. She got the book size wrong in the beginning. They were trying to format it to a 9x6. Now she says there's no ebook included. The person I chatted with in the very beginning said we can do an ebook included in that price.
E-book is not
so I'm getting so
package.
Many.
It's completely
I understand. So this is what I want.
To
it's a refund. I want a refund. I want a refund, okay? This is not working out. You guys are not giving me the quality, or and maybe that's also my fault for not providing the files that you needed for the formatting, but as
mm-hmm.
soon as I gave her everything, and you can look back in the chat, she said, everything's great, it's good to go, we're going to publishing.
What?
Then 3 weeks go by. Then it's wrong. Now we have issues. Then 2 weeks go by, and then all this stuff. This has taken over 2 months, and I get that, like, yes, sometimes it can be a process, but I would not have kept going if someone would have just honored my refund from the very beginning. And so now I get that we're in the final phase, and then I was hopeful, but then I look at the quality, and it's fuzzy. So, like, if you can tell me when it's printed, if it doesn't come out fuzzy, then okay, maybe we move on. But even the cover is different than the cover.
If you ever go to a shop,
just give me a refund, and we don't have to keep doing this, because I'm not going to be nice anymore, because this has been a horrible, horrible process from the day one with her. And she's a very nice person, but she has gotten every single thing wrong. She had the book size wrong. I don't have the ebook now. She's like put on there, sorry for not responding, I've had a family emergency, like, which I get people have, but I'm telling you from day one of this project of it being like, okay, everything looks great, oh no, now your cover's wrong, oh well, we were only going to charge you $300, well now we charge you $500, we're not going to refund that to you, but we'll do that included with your formatting, like everything has been from the beginning, and just literally telling me everything's going to be fine, but then trying to charge me more money, and then, okay, it's good to go, but now it's not, and then I had to reach back out to her multiple times to ask for her in the process, because, and then, okay, well, this is perfect, we got your files, now, oh, wait, 2 weeks go by, actually, we can't use the PDF, where's the original files, like, why has this taken so long? And getting the okay, and then now we're in that last stage. Okay, everything worked, the formatting worked, everything's fine. I get the copy, and it's all fuzzy compared to the original thing. So I'm not going to pay $4,000 to have a book printed if the quality is going to be fuzzy. And if that's my fault for providing the PDF, then I can understand that. But no one should be sending me a fuzzy version.
First of all, Stephanie,
so if I could just get a refund.
I understand.
I don't want
an
explanation anymore.
First of
now.
All, but you need to understand the process as well, first of all, Stephanie. You know, you're facing an issue. You're telling us that you are getting a fuzziness in your book with the book cover and the writing things and everything. That's what I'm trying to explain to you is that you're facing the issue. You need to highlight that. Okay, on this particular page, I find the fuzziness. On this particular page, I'm finding this. On this particular page, I'm finding this. Every time a project manager tries to have a discussion, I know you're very kind. I don't want to be like this, but I'm trying to explain you so that you understand this in a better way. Look, when the conversation will be clear enough, we will get to know ahead, okay, on this particular page, we are seeing this fuzziness. It's not the whole book which has been going through the fuzziness, right? There might be only a few pages.
It is the whole book
okay.
is fuzzy.
So the whole book, you're facing everything
messed
up.
It's the quality of Okay, can I just get a refund? Can you just give me that? Can you just give
Love,
me
Stephanie.
The refund? I don't want to keep doing this with you guys. I will dispute this on my credit card. It's been completely horrible from the beginning. I haven't trusted anything, and because I'm getting a yes, and then I'm getting a no, and then I'm getting
no,
a yes, and then I'm
getting,
getting a no.
Any no's, you're not getting any yes. It's
if you go back
thing.
To the conversation, sir, if you go back to the conversation, her said, everything's good to go. We're set for publishing.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, okay,
mm-hmm.
now we're not. We just need the files. Okay, I give
mm-hmm.
you the files. Okay, everything's good. 2 weeks go by. Okay, no, it's not. We actually can't use the PDF. We need the original files. Okay,
mm-hmm.
you don't have that? Okay, then we'll redo it. Now it's fuzzy. The whole thing is fuzzy.
That's what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
Going to be a good quality
I'm
print.
I'm saying give us some time. Give me, like, one more
I don't
week.
Have any more time,
Let
and I don't have any
this.
More patience.
Look,
if you don't give me the refund,
this.
I will dispute it. And I just need a refund at this point, sir. I'm telling you, it's $4,000. I have car trouble right now. I have things that I could really use $4,000 of my money to go to towards this frustrating 3 month or 2 month process that we're on. Maybe it takes a whole nother month for it to get fixed. I don't understand. Because there's been so much wasted time because of her coming back to me saying, we're good, and then 2 weeks later being like, now we're not. Okay, 2 weeks later, we're good, now we're not. Like, and now you're telling me the same thing. Like, I don't see how you can resolve the fuzziness in a PDF file. The way they edited it was that was wrong. Like, it doesn't work. And that's what exactly what my sister did. So they probably needed the original files that I do not have. So I do not have a product now. I don't have any more patience. Every time I've asked for a refund, no one has given it to me. So I wouldn't have had you guys do all this extra work if she wouldn't have just come back with, I'm sorry you're disappointed, I'll refund you. Because why am I getting told no after three different times of asking for a refund? Because I would not have kept going with this process because it's not correct. Like it's just been a really bad experience.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, Stephanie, I won't go ahead and make you understand everything. Let me do one thing. Let me transfer your case to this compliance team so that your refund can be processed, and you will be hearing back from the finance in the next half an hour. Okay?
Okay, thank you. If you can, I don't understand, like, if you guys print one copy out before sending it to me and see if it comes out fuzzy, but I don't understand how it's not
going
to come out.
Thanks, Stephanie, again and again. I'm trying to help you out here. I don't have any personal grudges with you, okay? That's what I'm trying to explain to you is that give me 1 week's time. I will deliver you the first copy. You see that if it is good to you, then we are good to go. If not, you see that fuzziness in that printed copy as well. I will personally go ahead and shoot you the refund, but at least give me a week's time to get me to get to the formatter, to see the things on my own, handle things on my own, deliver you the first copy, be the best I can do for you, and still you have any issues, then why, refund is always an option for you. Why would we be taking your money? It's your money. Even if you're dissatisfied, we will be giving you that. We are not running out with your money. When we are doing these things in a business time frame, we are trying to fix things with you because we have a communication, we have a good bond. We maintain a good bond with our clients. Money is nothing in this current world. It's just a relationship that stays forever. That's what I'm
asking. It is so much money. I don't think you understand how much $4,000 means right now to me.
And that's what I'm saying. $4,000 means more than a lot to us. That's why what I'm saying is, I know you have been very patient. I know what you have gone through. I know how much dissatisfied you are feeling at this particular moment with the services which you are seeing in front of yourself. But just I am asking you is for a favor. Give me like 1 week's time. Refund is not an issue. You can be refunded today as well, in that week as well. But in this particular week, let me show you the work with the printed file, sending you the printed file. Along with that, making the creative revisions once again with this file from the PDF version and try to extract the Word file from it. Things take time. We can't go, it's like when we do cooking, we have to put all the essentials. It's not like we directly cook the food. It's like we have to put a dish, we have to put the oil, we have to put the vegetables, we have to put the chicken. That's how it goes on with the process. If you're directly jumping into an output, like, okay, just refund me, I don't know anything, please understand. You're very smart and a very kind lady. I just request you from my side, please understand. Give me a week's time. Today is Friday, next Friday. In between, you will get another copy with more formatting, more editing, and the book cover matching your file. along with first copy delivered to your address. So you also see that, we also see that. If it is still not good, you can get the refund.
I mean, it's just really hard to, because the cover doesn't even match the cover I sent in.
I'm
like
personally saying
the
that
text
I will make
is
sure,
italicized.
I'm saying I personally make sure I set on the formatting. I will do your formatting for you. I personally will sit on the computer and do that for you and see where you're facing the fuzziness in old book. I will look for the book cover. I will go ahead on your whole book. I'm promising you that.
Okay, I will give one more week, but and then I
Thank
just
so
I
much.
Really, it's just been very. I mean, I don't want to put her down because I do feel
I
like
understand.
She's been a nice person, but she
I
has
know.
Not
that's
been.
So, that's so nice of you.
You just shouldn't tell someone yes when you don't have that yes fully, and that's where the miscommunication and the frustration has come through. Is just like, okay, we got it, and yes, and then
yeah,
2 weeks
understand.
Later,
there is
actually,
miscommunication that has
no.
led to this frustration. I understand that purely, but just trust me. Give me a week's time. I will call you on probably Monday. Let me look into this. On Monday, I will give you the complete process of time frame and everything. When are you getting what? And so you also get the files. I also get the files. Then we come to one page. So first of all, your dissatisfaction gets like out of here. Like, you are satisfied at the end. That's what I exactly want.
Okay. I'm going to give you the week. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you so much for listening and having my request fulfilled. I will speak to you on Monday. Then we can initiate the conversation at that time. And till then, let me talk to the team.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Have a lovely day ahead.
Thank you. Bye-bye.